It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea. A popular TV show with a familiar title is back. Since FX debuted its show Atlanta in 2016, it has racked up multiple awards and gotten a lot of critical acclaim. The series presents a very authentic and nuanced perspective of Atlanta, especially its Black community. That community is also well represented behind the scenes. The show is set in Atlanta and shot in Atlanta. Joel Ray Ishman and Quolin Bradley work as stand-in actors. On Second Thought contributor Kalina Bowler talked with them about their experiences working on the show's second season. Quolin says there was something magical about it even before filming began.
So I started during the pilot, and it was a very hot summer in Atlanta with Joel, actually. And the very first day, we were reading over the sides, and we were like, this show is going to blow up. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew it from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And since then, working the entire pilot, working the entire first season, and now the entire second season, that same feeling that we had on the first day about the level of consciousness that this story and this the storytelling of the crew and the cast and everything, but also the level of commitment and discipline that everyone has to creating a great show that's impactful, that reflects Atlanta well, but it's also funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare. But I feel like from the very beginning, we had that conversation and nothing's changed.
Yep.
That's amazing. And Joel, Paperboy is... he's a phenomenon now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're referencing Paperboy across all media right now. How was it being hired to play this now iconic role?
Well, I mean, definitely shout out to Brian Tyree Henry. he's a good guy. He's a good guy first.
Yeah.
And then he's an amazing actor as well. You know, he's amazing. Done Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
He played in the Book of Mormon on Broadway. So he's classically trained as an actor. So just watching his performance, it's inspiring to see, you know.
When you're called in and they say, all right, we need the stand-ins.
Mm-hmm. Second team.
Do you guys imagine yourselves as the characters, or do you imagine yourselves as the actors portraying the characters when you do your stand-ins?
I think, first of all, for me...
Or is it literally just standing there?
No. Like, some productions, that's all you do, but those productions don't understand the art of blocking, and blocking is an art.
Right.
But for this one, because we're working with artist Hiro Murai, who's the director, is amazing, and he's worked with Donald Glover on multiple videos, and so they have a lot of non-verbals. But when we actually get the script, we actually go over the lines. When I do it as myself. I don't want to replicate anything that Lakeith would do, because he's artistically, he's one of the, to me, he's like an artistic genius. Like, he knows his beats, he knows what's going on. So when I get it as an artist, I bring my own flavor to it, and I go through the same beats, but I make it my own.
Is definitely a process of collaboration. And, you know, because we are actors as well, we definitely bring our own flavor to those characters, so that even with Hiro and even with the cast, they sometimes can see what we do and say, I like that.
All right. Well, let me ask you guys this, because you're shedding light on what a stand-in is there for.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to walk me through...
the technical aspect of
like
standing
the day.
In.
Yeah. So let's just say it's production day 5 of 80 or whatever, and it's the day. The call is in. Everybody's like, okay, call time is 7 a.m. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
What happens? How do you guys get to work?
Go ahead, Q. Touch on.
All right, so I'll make it quick. Get to work. We go to wardrobe, get our color cover.
Color covers. Explain what color covers are.
Make sure that we look like the character, so that the colors that we're wearing match the actor's
So you wear the exact
costume.
Same wardrobe?
It's similar colored wardrobe.
Like if the character is wearing a brown shirt, we'll go and get a brown shirt from.
But it's not necessarily the exact same.
Unless we're doing photo doubling, which is a whole another right. thing where we have the exact same look. But for the most part, typical day, we'll just go and make sure the color cover matches so that the color looks right when we're setting up the shot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get our sides. We'll read over the entire sides for the entire
day.
Sides, I'm sorry for those not in the industry, is just basically your script for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Every scene in order from where you're going to shoot it. And so we go over that, those, we memorize every single,
we do. Explain why we do that, Q.
Because in the standing role is, it's so important. And that's why I say blocking is an art. And people that have, that utilize stand-ins the proper way, the production runs so much more smoother. Because
mm-hmm.
you're the guy that's in there while the actor's, like, you know, going over their performance.
They're
getting hair and makeup done, making sure their wardrobe is good. Right. You're the guy that's in there that's making sure that the light hits them right. You're the one that making sure that that you hit your mark right. And when you hit that mark at a certain line, mm-hmm. the focus perilla is going to do something during that time. So they need to hear that line at that mark, or they need to hear, not even only marks, so they need to hear a line when you pick up something, and they need to make sure the camera's getting it, make sure the lighting is getting it. So it's extremely technical, but at the same time, it's so necessary, because people look at our day like, oh, it's TV, it's no big deal. No, there's 12, at least 12 hour days. We're actually going at over least 2-3 scenes, and that's it, because we want to make sure that every shot is thought about, you know, every part of the blocking, and that's what we're there for, is storytelling. So there's a reason why, for example, you hit a mark during this line instead of another line. That's why it's so important for us to know what's happening, what's going on. So we set up shots throughout the day, and we just do it over and over. Every single shot, every single turn of the camera, they bring us in to make sure that the blocking is right.
Everything is rehearsed. We go through the lines. We memorize the lines, because it just makes it easier for us and the crew to go through the actual lines, so that everybody can get everything set as far as camera movement and shots and the lighting. So
you're literally not just standing. You're acting.
You're acting.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just we not on camera.
Acting. Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that's the technical setup of a stand-in.
I love it.
So.
And to be honest, I had no idea. And I've been doing this now 15 years. I didn't know.
There's basically a stand-in on every production. Check this out. Samuel L. Jackson was Bill Cosby's stand-in on The Cosby Show.
And then Anthony Mackie was Samuel L. Jackson's stand-in as well on many productions.
Yeah.
So it's such a good proving ground and training ground for developing actors.
Yeah.
So they can understand the art of being on TV film.
Samuel Jackson used to wear the sweaters and everything.
Okay. Y'all are blowing my mind, because that's amazing. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Wow. So you would then suggest this for people who want to act and want to get into it?
100%. Not only does it sharpen your skills, it gives you that on-set experience. So then when you are called to be part of a cast or to do first team, you have on-set experience, actual on-set experience of what your day as a cast member is going to be.
And Q, talk to me about so far the best experience that you have had as a stand-in on any show that you've worked on, TV or movies. Go ahead, Q.
Yeah, I got to say it. Yeah, I just finished the last major film that I did was Black Panther, and I was a stand-in for Chadwick Boseman. It was such a benefit as an actor to work so closely with a cinematographer and a director and a first AD that is visionary, and we understand, and I could understand how they put shots together. I could understand how the whole world came together through their eyes, and that experience is invaluable.
Right. That's amazing. How about you?
Yeah. For me, my best experience would be Atlanta. And I've had some great experiences on other shows as a stand-in just because of how I approach the stand-in position. I was a stand-in on a Ricky Smiley show for 3 seasons, and that was great. Great crew, great cast. And Atlanta is pretty much the same. It's a small crew. It's a small crew for a TV show. And then also the head honcho, Donald Glover, he's a humble guy. When we were on set and we got word of his Grammy nominations, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, hey man, that's a good look, man. He was like, yeah man, so you know, it's a lot of good people in the categories. You know, he's that type of guy. Like, dude, you just got nominated for 5 Grammys and you on your own hit TV show. He could be a certain way if he wanted to, but he's just a cool dude. He's just a regular, humble guy. And so because he's the boss, everybody under him is humble and cool as well. So like, even if you come on set and you don't have that peaceful, humble attitude, you stand out in a bad way, because the top dog is like, you know, how y'all doing? You know, he speaks to everybody, and, you know, it's just it's that type of vibe on set. It's definitely for the culture. So that experience, just seeing somebody as young as Donald doing what he loves to do in a position that he's in, writer, producer, actor, it's just a special vibe on set that everybody contributes to. So it's a great experience, man.
That's Joel Ray Ishman. He's a stand-in on FX's Atlanta. We also heard from fellow Atlanta stand-in Quilden Bradley. They spoke with On Second Thought contributor Kalina Bowler. Kalina is the host of The Credits Podcast. Listen online at thecreditspodcast.com. And a program note, Wednesday we return behind the scenes of FX's Atlanta with its co-executive producer, Hiro Murai.